without you in my life. Let me testify about how I feel right now. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storms, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord taught me to realize I never would have made it without you in my life. No, I never would have made it without you in my life. I'm gonna say it again. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storm, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord told me to realize that I never would have made it without you in my life. Oh, I never would have made it without you in my life. Thank you.
Thank you for the storm.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th. 2013. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the original waters of noon, no distinction, total at peace with the universe, working in concert, commensurate with the universe, principles, characteristics of life and existing, at one with each other, at one with the universe, at one with the Most High, at one with ourselves, Allah. Obedience to Allah, the Almighty Father, Allah, the Almighty Mother. Now, we're trying to get to the science of the birth of Yahushua Jesus and see ourselves. Now, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The word ghost, or the word spirit in the Greek, having to do with psychology, having to do with the power of the mind, examination of the mind. And when you put that together with Ruach in the African Hebrew language, she's feminine. Spirit, ghost, spirit in the African Hebrew is feminine. You're dealing with a psychological study of the mind and those external influences on the mind. What type of spirit do we have? What type of spirit is in control of this rebellion? This rebellion that is causing the system to wonder what is going on. What manner of rebellion is this? What is our spiritual disposition? What emotions are controlling our spirit and soul energy? Is our will in control, or is there an overriding control on our spirit because of circumstances, good or bad, that is causing our spirit, soul, energy to deviate from our will and deviate from the will of the universe? This is wonderful psychological analysis that causes us to see that there are many overriding factors that is causing us to act in this way or that way. This power of the spirit, the rational spirit, the spirit of animation, the spirit coming from the soul, coming from emotions, coming from desires, all of this coming into play. So we want Mother Holy Spirit to be the spirit energy, soul force power controlling the rebellion. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the word come having to do with moving from one place to another. Upon thee is like to come on you, before you, to come across you, come upon you. And let me make sure I said that correctly concerning shall come. Yeah, like when it says that the definition of shall come has to do with comparing, like when sleep comes upon you, or when a disease comes upon you, or a calamity. In this case, the Holy Spirit coming upon us and operating in us. And the power, the word power, the power of the highest shall overshadow. I'm getting to this science of the birth of Jesus, which is the science that is applicable to every birth of every human being on the planet. The word power, dunamis, feminine noun. This word power is feminine. Look at how some of the words are feminine. Some of the words are masculine. So we see the sacred feminine here. Strength, power, ability. The power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. We're talking about the nature of the human being. There is a nature within you that is connected, that is in reality the Christ spirit soul energy. When this Christ spirit soul energy is connected with Mother Holy Spirit and this sacred feminine power, we tap into the power to perform miracles, the power to have moral power and excellence of the soul. The wicked ruling class and ruling families are always coming in among us to test our moral fiber and test us to see whether we have excellence of soul. Will we sell out our people? Will we sell out because we've been offered power for the wicked and the system and influence among them? Will we sell out our people for money? Will we sell out the mission that all of us have been given? That mission is liberation of the human family from this rotten system of death, hell, and destruction. The book of Hebrews teaches us that we are the Christ that petitioned the Most High for this physical structure that we live in to come into, to lead captivity captive, to bring liberation to all who are held captive by this system? Do we have the moral power, this sacred feminine power, this moral power, this excellence of soul, power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth? The riches, the wealth, the land, the wealth, the resources, time, space, and energy, all of this is at our fingertips. If we line up with the universe, line up with the atoms in the universe, line up with the science of the universe, power and resources arising from numbers. We are poor, working class, oppressed, destroyed. Why? Because we are divided. Black, brown, red, yellow, white, poor working class, oppressed people. Some living in America, some living in North America, Canada, South America, Central America, the isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, some living in Asia, some living in Europe, some living in Africa and the so-called Middle East, poor, working class, oppressed peoples, international, dying, being destroyed by the system. Why? Because we are divided racially. We are divided along ethnic lines. We are divided along religious and political ideology and philosophy. These divisions are causing us not to be able to access the resources of the universe. Time, energy, and space. Land, wealth, resources, education, health. These are the resources that are available to us if we rise up in numbers. The next definition, power consisting in or resting upon armies, forces, and hosts. The armies of this wicked world are nothing compared to the army of the Most High and the army of the universe, all the way down to the atoms, molecules, protons, neutrons, electrons, and whatever other scientific breakdown that we can come up with to understand the universe down to its most infinitesimal particles. These are the armies of the Most High that work on behalf of the Most High, that work to facilitate life. This universe wants life. This universe does not want us to use our energies to propagate a system of death. This universe is moving us towards life and existing, and all of us who do not want to move towards such reality of existing and living for all, then we will be moved off the planet, moved out of the universe. This word power is rooted in a verb, dunamai, 1410 Greek side, to be able, to have power by virtue of one's own ability and resources. Power coming from your state of mind through favorable circumstances by permission of law or custom. The mind aligned with the universe, aligned with the Most High, Yahweh in the African Hebrew language, aligned with existing, aligned with the attributes and characteristics of living, aligned with the very scientific reality of the atoms in the universe. We access time, space, energy, access the birth process of the universe, and we become successful as they who are following the will and the dictates of the Most High, the power of the highest. This word highest, hupsistos, 5310, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, the highest, the Most High of place, the highest regions of rank, the Most High God. This is rooted in a word having to do with height and measurement, having to do with heaven, rooted in another word, hooper, meaning in behalf of, for the sake of, over, beyond, more than, more, beyond, over. This word is hyper. So we are looking at the power of the Most High that is able to act on our behalf to cause us to move beyond and over the system as we tap into this highest power in creation, and within ourselves, we are enabled and given the power through study of the science of the heavens, solar, lunar, astral, planetary, intergalactical science of the universe, this highest power that is higher than any power on this earth, higher than any president, higher than the power of any prime minister, higher than the power of any king, any queen, higher than the power of the house of Rothschild, the bankers, the ruling class and ruling families. This power, the scripture is saying, shall overshadow thee. This is what I want to get to. All of that was a prelude to this. We're talking about the birth of Jesus. That birth shall be called a holy thing. This verse 35, chapter 1, St. Luke. Holy thing, this birth. But I want to prove that your birth was holy and righteous. I care not about, in this sense, care not about the physical circumstances of your or my birth. Maybe our births were not planned. Maybe we were a so-called mistake. But on this level that we are speaking spiritually, no birth is a mistake. You and I are here for the reason of lining up with the universe and lining up with truth, justice, and righteousness, and lining up with the reality that all of us are Christ's in human flesh, brought into the world, petitioned this body, given the permission to come into this body by the Most High to liberate the human family. This word overshadow, episkiazo, 1982, Greek side. This is a verb to throw. Watch this, sisters and brothers. I got to take my time with this definition. To throw a shadow upon. To envelope in a shadow. To overshadow. We are going to take our time and see the absolute science in these words that we are reading, that the African Hebrews took the African Hebrew, African Aramaic scriptures and translated them into the European Greek language so that the European Greek and Roman poor working class men, women, boys, and girls would have this science so they would be empowered with us to get up and stand up and defeat the power of Rome, the power of Caesar, the power of the Roman Senate. Now, in the detailed commentary under the definition from the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The commentary talks about a vaporous cloud that casts a shadow. The word is transferred to a shining cloud surrounding and enveloping persons with brightness. You're talking about gas. You're talking about a cloud. You're talking about light. So you're talking about hydrogen. You're talking about fire. You're talking about water. You're talking about the table of elements. We're talking about how the universe begins to act in accord with the universe, all the way down to the very atoms, to produce a life from the seed of life, germ of life called sperm from the father, emitted into the womb of the mother. And this whole process of a life coming from the Most High, coming from the universe, coming from the creation, coming from the atoms, molecules, protons, and neutrons in the universe. Now let me see. This word is rooted in another word that is skia, 4639, shadow, shade caused by the interception of light. So you have the science of a human being, you have light, and you have a shadow being cast from the human being that is caused because of light shining on a human being, and that form of the human being is reproduced in a shadow because of light shining on the human being. So the shadow is connected to the human being because that shadow is from the human being, because there is light shining on the human being causing that shadow. The next definition here, an image, listen to that, sisters and brothers, an image cast by an object and representing the form of that object. We want to take our sweet Holy Ghost time and see the science of birth. You have an object, but there is an image of that object that is cast by that object that represents the form of that object. We are getting into the science of the birth of the human being. A sketch, an outline, an adumbration. The word adumbration is defined as the act of providing vague advance indications, representing beforehand, to suggest, to disclose, a foreshadowy vaguely, to suggest something in a vague sense. When you draw an outline, when you draw a sketch, it is not the finished product. This outline represents what the future finished product will be. Now, when we get into the description of this word, we see a shade caused by the interception of light. We see the densest darkness enveloping, a thick darkness enveloping. We see an image cast by an object and representing the form of that object. We see the thing itself. We see a sketch, an outline. We see the express likeness, the very image. Now, think back to Adam. Adam is male and female. Was not Adam the image and likeness of the gods and the goddesses Elohim? And the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, are they who gave birth to the human family by the power of the Most High Yahweh and the permission of the Most High Yahweh. In Africa, Egypt, we have the Most High Ptah, as Ptah giving birth to Atum, and Atum giving birth to the forces, and the forces giving birth to the human family. These are the Elohim in the African Hebrew language. The Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, giving birth to the human family. And we, the Adam, we, the human family, are the very image of the Elohim, gods and goddesses. We are the expressed likeness of the Elohim, gods and goddesses. We are the expressed likeness and very image of the Most High Yahweh, who is father and mother of all, giving existence to all, living to all. That scientific power that is the cause behind all the effects, that causative factor that brings all into existence, that brings all into reality. Now, this word shadow is also connected to the clouds, we said, right? Now, the word cloud in the African, see, we're looking at this birth as the birth of all of us, all of our births. We are Adam. We are all the image and likeness of the Most High. This birth should not be seen as only the birth of Yahushua. This birth should be seen as your birth, my birth, the birth of the whole of the human family, and also especially our spiritual birth as well, spiritually and physically, the atoms of the universe coming together to produce life through our fathers and through our mothers. This word cloud in the African Hebrew language, remember the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night? Remember in this overshadowing in the Greek language, there was the cloud and the light, which has to do with fire and the sun and water and gas. These are elements on the table of elements, and all of them are hydrogen. Hydrogen is the first element. Helium is the second element. Two neutrons, two protons, two electrons. Hydrogen, the first element, one proton, one neutron, one electron. Well, helium is really two hydrogens. So whatever the number is on the table of elements, these are the number of hydrogens that make up that particular element. What is the fourth element? Four protons, four neutrons, four electrons. That is four hydrogens. Gold, 79. 79 protons, neutrons, and electrons. That element is 79 hydrogens. So we're looking at the science of birth, how the universe and the atoms and the elements of the universe come together to transfer that life, spirit, Christ, soul, energy into the physical, material world. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.